So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the town of David called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Father Carlos and Father Vincenzo, John and Kathy and the rest of the staff of Resurrection Parish wish you all a very, very blessed and very Merry Christmas. You know, Christmas is a unique time of the year. It seems that once the preparations begin, usually about a month before time around Thanksgiving, it seems for a period of time that there is a different environment, a different atmosphere. Things feel a little bit different. People seem to act a little different. They seem to be a little more tolerant, maybe a little gentler, a little kinder, frequently very, very generous. And it just seems like everybody seems to be at least in some kind of a better mood. You know, that they're not so overwhelmed with all the burdens of their job or their family life or whatever it may be, that somehow or another they feel for a time that that is eased and that they know that they have support from among other people. Because for a period of time, people seem to be kinder to each other. They're gentler with each other. They're more patient with each other. And I think that's what we would call the spirit of Christmas. But the interesting thing is it's a real, live, genuine spirit. It's not a passing thing. It's not meant to be a passing thing. It really is meant to be a permanent thing. And for us who celebrate the birth of Christ as the Son of God, as our Savior, as our King, as our ruler, as our Lord, as our teacher, as our Savior of all things, for each and every one of us, it shouldn't be just for these moments or these weeks in preparation for the feast, but it should be something that we look forward to hanging on to. And we have everything that we need to do that. Because when Christ came to us as the gift of our Father, he came to us to bring us all of these gifts. And he lives in the hearts and minds of each and every one of us. Remember when you were baptized, he took up residence with you, and he dwells with you always, unless you see, make the choice to throw him out. So that same Christ who comes at Christmas time with all of the gifts that he brings to us, the gift of love, the gift of understanding, the gift of salvation, the gift of peace, the gift of justice, That same Christ dwells with us all the time. So there's no reason why the season of Christmas should end with Christmas Day. Some people spend their Christmas Day tearing down their decorations because they've had enough and they're ready to get on with the rest of life. Some of us like to hang on to that spirit as long as we possibly can, so we leave them up for a longer period of time. But it's kind of an attitude that we as Catholic Christian people need to adopt. That Christmas does not end the day on Christmas night at midnight. It does not end within the octave on New Year's Day. It doesn't end with the Feast of the Epiphany. It is something that really should be alive in us all the time. And for us to really enjoy the peace and the love and the justice that we want for our world, he gives us that job. He said, I bring that peace to you. The Father says, I give you my Son. And the Son says, I bring you salvation. I bring you peace. I bring you love. And with all of those things, you have what is necessary to make this world like Christmas season. The only problem is that we're probably like just about everybody else. We soon forget. You know, it really does require something of us. You know, so many of the gifts that we receive from God, we just kind of expect him to just keep pouring those out, which he does super abundantly. But we frequently have this idea that he will take care of that. But Jesus doesn't operate that way. He said, I made you with intelligence. I made you with freedom so that you have choices. I made you godlike so that you can think and you are free. But with that comes the risk that we choose not to follow what he asks us to do. That's a risk that God takes because he loves us. But if he wants us to be free, he has to let us go. So if we choose not to follow up on practicing the virtue of love, of being forgiving, of being kind, maybe being a little gentler than we usually are, rather than being so self-serving, so self-demanding, if Christ wants us to do these things, he gives us all that we need to make it happen. But we have to accept it. So I think in this pre-Christmas season, we're kind of overwhelmed with that. We become caught up in all of the preparations, all of the joy, all of the peace, and all of the happiness, and the friendly greetings, and the kind letters, and all of these things. But we can make that happen further. And that's really what Christ gave us to do. He said, I come to you, and then I send you. I want you to carry on what I began. He said, remember, you're not doing this alone because I am with you. I'm dwelling with you at all times. So that all you have to do is just make a little bit of extra effort and you can change this world. Maybe we can get rid of some of the hatred, some of the violence, some of the prejudices, some of the insane separations, the persecutions that are going on. Maybe we can get rid of some of that if we live what Christ asks us to do. Not just today on this Feast of Christmas, but always. It is possible. It is possible. What God gives to us in his Son Jesus is his gift to us. And what we embrace of Christ and carry on in our lives is a gift that we give back to our God. So on this Feast of Christmas, that spirit that you've enjoyed for the last few weeks and hopefully continue to enjoy, know that that's in you because Christ is in you. And the spirit of Christmas is Christ. It's not the presence, it's not the tree, it's not just the songs, but what the songs express. It's Christ. Jesus Christ is what this is all about. If you can claim that you want to be close to Him, to embrace that love that He offers to all of us and to our world, if you want the peace that He offers to us and embrace that for all the world, if you want that justice that will bring about some of that peace, we have the ability to do that. When we as Christian people make up our mind that I will truly serve my Lord, not just when it's convenient for me, but always. If I'm willing to give of myself like Christ was willing to give of Himself for us, we can change our world. Probably what we need to do is reflect that Christmas is not just for a day. The spirit of Christmas is not just for a day. It's meant for our lifetime. But we have to embrace that. And Christ said, just know that I will always be with you because I love you.